Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy Open Line Thursday to all the Donk listeners. We do appreciate you being up at this early hour with the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. I am Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on the Instagram. Jason Bishop is also here.
One of the best days of the year on the sports calendar, Cakesy.
You do love the opening of the NCAA tournament. It is
16 games. Yep. Try and watch bits and pieces of, I don't know, 9 of them.
It's a good call.
10?
Just watch all throughout the day into the evening.
Can't watch the 10 o'clock tips.
No, that's way too late.
Can't do that. Tomorrow, yeah. Tonight, no.
John Paul Flame is here.
What's up, Cakes?
Hello. And Eric Bickle as well.
Hey, buddy.
That is your foursome.
Speaking of the tournament, and Drabby and Valdez, are you guys interested in doing a survivor pool for the tournament? $20 a man? I don't know. $20?
Very limited and tepid response.
I'm in.
From behind the glass.
I got a Venmo. I don't even know who I have to Venmo. What, $50 for a survivor pool.
Are you
Hen?
Are you because it's too much or because you're just not interested in the tournament?
Sounds like a combo.
Combo.
Yeah, combo.
All right, how about
I'm already in like a billion pools.
All right, how about $10 a man for. All right. Finley, B. Mitchell, get in.
10 Venmo dollars. It's not like real money, so sure, why not?
All right. And the way we'll do it is we'll pick one team per day, not per round, per day. So you have to pick one today, can't use them again.
Okay.
Tomorrow, if you advance, can't use them again. Saturday, another team, can't use them again,
All right, I see how this works.
I'm definitely down. It was a lot juicier last year when you had like 80 people in your pool.
I know, it's just a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
It's got to be a ton of legwork.
So I pawned it off to another buddy to do the big pool this year. But
smart of you.
I don't know, just a station pool. Maybe B. Mitch and Finley.
Small stakes.
You know, I don't know if whoever's interested.
Consider me in.
Mike Marr.
I need my pick in by, I'm guessing, noon at the latest.
Yeah, I'm dumb.
Okay.
I'll probably just double down on my son's picks because my son asked me, hey, are you doing a survivor pool? And I said, well, I can ask Jason. And then Jason sent me over the info. That guy had very specific instructions of how to Venmo him. He doesn't want anything in the memo.
I know.
Why
is that?
Probably doesn't want to track.
For work?
Do they track it?
He doesn't want like a basketball.
He doesn't want everybody.
You have to claim like some of the money on your taxes for certain things. So.
And so he thinks someone's tracking his Venmo?
No, dude, they will. They'll go through your entire Venmo and notice.
Who, the IRS?
Yeah. It will pop on your returns if you're getting a certain amount of money.
So usually if I send... Or receive, anyway. But if I send something to Venmo and it's a survivor pool or fantasy, I'll just put in fatties.
Okay, that's your code.
That's my code.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But I don't think he wants anything. I can't remember. I don't know. You forwarded me a survivor pool. It's $50. I got to send him. Yeah. And I just need to pay attention to what he said about the memo.
Correct.
I'm in the process of deleting that guy's email. There's no chance I'm joining that pool.
Well, hold on.
I didn't send it to you, Donald.
No. Somebody else sent me a pool, and I looked at it, and I went, ugh.
All right, so, Bickle, I haven't heard from you. Are you in or out?
Out.
So you don't even want to participate for $10?
It's not the money. I just don't want it, the mental strain. But here's a question, though. Hold on. I got to get back up. I'm intrigued by your Venmo, them tracking. Are you saying if we're audited, or you're saying in general they're tracking?
No, in general, your Venmo will be tracked. Venmo will flag transactions, and then
big ones.
Big ones, but also in the memo, if you're doing gambling or fantasy or whatever,
so if I put a basketball and send him $20. That's going to trigger something on Venmo, then they're going to report me?
No.
But if you have hundreds of people.
I'm
just trying to understand. Please don't attack me.
It's the amount. If the guy is a bookie or whatever, and he's got people constantly sending him basketball emojis or money emojis.
Okay, they're trying to. They don't want to help bookmakers, is what you're saying. They don't want to help bookies.
Anything illegal. If you're getting income on Venmo, you're supposed to declare that income on Venmo.
Yeah. All right, so
no, don't worry about it.
It's too trivial. Venmo transactions are so small.
The IRS is already overworked and understaffed.
I mean, the odds of them getting to you are probably very small. But
don't even worry about it. If
you're selling paintings and then you're constantly getting,
a stream of Venmo income of thousands of dollars,
or just like you have 50 transactions that have painting emojis all for $100, mm-hmm. they're going to know you're an artist and you're selling paintings, and that money needs to be taxed.
Yeah, I mean, when I sold my book and I got Venmo money, I had to declare it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I guess,
I mean, if you're getting a steady stream of it.
It's barely it's real money.
But in a survivor pool that you do once a year, it's not for $10, $20, it ain't a big deal.
I know that they track everything you do, but it's just crazy to that extent, but okay.
Are they going to track the money that was given? I don't know if you guys got the exact amount that I did.
Everyone got all the from the guy.
From one of the listeners that came out to the Roadhouse screening yesterday. By the way, the Roadhouse screening, big success. A lot of people came out, ditched work, as we instructed them to do.
I have a feeling half of those people don't work.
Maybe they don't, or maybe they're underemployed.
And I don't know his name, but Sacktown Mike's cousin, who we used to see all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We talked to him.
Alan.
Is his name Alan?
Did you ask him how Mike was doing?
Yeah, he said he's working in a hospital.
Okay. Mike texted me last night.
What's he doing in a hospital?
Can't remember what he told me.
Is he a nurse?
No, he's definitely not a nurse. He said he was loading. He works the loading dock or something.
Oh, okay. He says the same thing every week to me.
He said, I'll call you when I get you. He's not going to call
him this week.
Whatever. Just, I'm glad he's not dead.
But he's doing well.
I was impressed by that theater. You
weren't there last year.
I don't know if I've ever been that far down Route 7 in Tyson's, because usually, like, if I'm in Tyson's,
you just go to the mall, turn around, that's it.
Then back to the Beltway, like, very limited spots.
Yeah, the Borough.
Haven't been to the Borough at Tyson's.
Great restaurants over there.
Huge complex with an amazing, looks to be a pretty brand new theater.
Yes.
And
it's all very new.
We saw the screening of Roadhouse yesterday. Wasn't packed, but pretty good turnout.
Great turnout.
And it wasn't the original Roadhouse. Let me just, to give a quick review, it did not live up to the OG Roadhouse, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
It's a newer 2024 version.
Yeah, right.
But I was entertained.
I was entertained.
I'm glad it was free.
I was entertained. It was ridiculous, but it was like Speed. I was actually thinking about like Speed 2. Wasn't Speed 2 when they were on the boat?
Yes, that was correct.
I felt it was like Speed, like / Bourne Identity, / I don't know, some sort of comic elements in the whole thing.
There were a lot of nods to the original in the remake.
Yeah, I was entertained, as kind of ridiculous as it was.
I was kind of disappointed, though. And this is a small.
I mean, the acting was. D minus.
Who in particular?
I think everybody. I think even Jonah Hall was just okay, with the acting. But I know you're not going to go see the movie for the acting.
Well, I know. I can speak for me and Drab and probably Valdez. All I could look at Jake Gyllenhaal and think the guy's about 50. He looks ridiculous.
I know.
2% body fat.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, that's all. I just couldn't. I mean, I know that he was enhanced.
That and a silly Key West bar.
that location was amazing.
I know. When they did the overheads.
When they're doing the drone shots. And
why am I not living there?
The crystal clear blue water. We're living in a concrete jungle.
There were a lot of actors in that I've seen a bunch of times in some of my favorite shows. So
okay.
The guy who got eaten by the Alligator. Yes. That's J.D. Pardo. He was in. He plays Ezekiel in Mayans MC, which is the spinoff of Sons of Anarchy.
Another small complaint. Did it tilt anybody else? They kept calling it a crocodile.
Like, there's no crocs.
I don't think there are crocs in Florida. It's alligators.
It's a gator.
Like,
right.
that was
yeah, but maybe they're just hillbillies. So the hillbillies don't know.
Maybe. And again, small
didn't bother me.
Didn't bother me.
Also didn't catch it.
A little bit. Unless there's like a crocodile native to Key West.
Hold on. Getting back to the actors, right?
Yes.
So J.D. Pardo. Yeah. The little girl, Charlie, who worked at the bookstore.
She was good. I thought she was good.
She's good. She's actually really good in... Lioness Special Ops.
All right.
I told you you were sleeping
on the
show.
You keep telling me to watch it. I keep
She plays the daughter snoozing. In that. Her father was in Snowfall, which I watched on FX.
He looks familiar to me, though I couldn't quite place
and
it.
And then did you recognize the old cop, the dad?
Oh, I definitely recognize him. He was in Clear and Present Danger.
He played the Colombian drug lord.
He definitely did.
Right.
I recognized
that
him.
Harrison Ford had to take down.
I would give it a 3 cake batters out of 5. What my big complaint was, despite all the nods to the original, they didn't use the gag from the original that was ran throughout the entire movie, where everybody's like, "I thought you'd be bigger," when they saw Dalton.
That's true.
They never used that line in the remake. It's like,
didn't connect the two, you know, the name. I guess it was just random.
That's fine. It didn't bother me as much as not using the standard line from the original.
I didn't think about that one time.
In the plot description, it said that he's a son of the original Dalton.
Oh, but they never mention it in the movie.
Yeah, they don't mention it in the movie. I'm just saying in the plot description. It's a big-time suspend your disbelief movie.
Of course it is.
The fact that I guess maybe this is a nod. Of course, but I guess if this is a nod to the original Roadhouse, which I've seen, which to me is kind of a campy movie, the fact that they continue playing music while all these fights are going on and like fights to the death, basically.
I think that's the bit. Like Roadhouse is a legendary B movie.
Right. Yeah.
It's supposed to be camp. Like I think cheesy for a reason. It was over the top for a reason. But that being said, I enjoyed it. Some of the worst acting I've ever seen in my life.
I had to suspend my disbelief as soon as the opening scene when I saw Post Malone was fighting some dude. I was like,
all right, Post Malone.
No, but I actually liked that. I thought he looked like a guy.
It kind of worked. I was like, that's Post Malone.
That was fat Post Malone.
Every goon was a worse actor than the last, topped off by Conor McGregor.
Right.
Dude, he was hilarious.
Maybe,
he was funny.
Like, I'm sure the director overdo it. Yeah, and he clearly did.
He played
did.
Conor McGregor.
Yeah. He played himself.
Yeah.
But you didn't. You weren't entertained.
No, I thought he was funny. He was funny. It was kind of like an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie back in the day that would have the cheesy lines.
His weird walk kind of tilts me. Yeah,
with his arms out.
That's what he does.
He likes to show his lats.
I know. That's his thing.
What is he, about 5'8", like Conor McGregor? If you saw him.
Probably.
Does anybody have any idea?
I have no idea.
I think he's 5'9", 5'10".
He's 5'9"? 5'8"? Yeah. What are you, Cakes?
Roughly 5'8".
You're probably closer.
You'd have to look it up.
5'8", you stand up straight.
Yeah, if I tiptoe it like Kyler Murray at the combine, I'm probably 5'8".
Like, I'm just wondering if I would be intimidated by Conor McGregor.
Drabby, I would agree with you on the acting.
Hold on,
that's why
are
I said
you serious?
I'm being serious, because he's so tiny. If he's 5'8".
He's listed at 5'9".
Hold on, you're actually being serious. You're wondering if you'd be intimidated by
him? I do wonder when a guy's 5'8". It's hard for me to even
say. Is he really that big in real life? I mean, he looked jacked.
Yeah, he's done roids.
Yeah.
Oh, he's been doing roids.
How much does he weigh? About 175?
No, he's probably walking around 205.
Yeah. He
jacked.
He would come in here.
I'm not saying he wouldn't kill me. I'm just saying it's hard for me to be intimidated by a 5'8".
10 seconds.
It just is.
Well,
5'8".
Maybe. He'd crumple you up into a little ball.
Oh, listen, I understand. I'm not saying he's not a killer.
Hold on, Drabby.
But he's 5'8".
Wouldn't you, like I said, the acting was a D-, but you kind of knew the acting was going to be poop-a-doo.
I loved it. I had a great 2 hours
but
of my life.
Wouldn't you agree Gyllenhaal was just okay?
I thought he was decent.
He looked like Marlon Brando next to those other guys.
No, I'm saying, of course, but he's the A guy. But still, I don't know. It was just...
It was fine. I wasn't expecting like Oppenheimer level.
I tilted me that the bar owner wasn't hotter.
I thought she was pretty hot.
The bar owner?
The girl?
Yeah.
I thought she was pretty. The black chick?
Maybe pretty in the face a little bit.
I thought she was pretty.
You just weren't feeling it.
No, I was looking for a hotter
bar. I've seen her in something.
She was in Shrinking with Harrison Ford.
Well, Ellie was hot.
She was
beautiful.
She was better than the bar owner. Bar owner, I was disappointed in.
It's an entertaining movie. It's a campy, like Drab said, a B movie type. That's how I felt the original Roadhouse was.
I thought it lived up to it. Twists and kind of suspense. Like, I never saw the original, so I was just expecting. I don't know what the hell I was expecting, but it was. There were more little twists and turns to it than I ever anticipated.
I'll tell you what, it was more entertaining than getting stuck on Georgetown Pike and that hellish interchange on the Beltway.
Well, did you go around it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Did you do the Balls Hill?
No. How long did it take you to get home?
Over an hour. That whatever construction they're doing on the Beltway presently at Georgetown Pike, one, I don't know if I'll live to see the end of it because it looks like just a massive project. Mm-hmm. And two, what exactly are they doing?
I don't know.
I'm guessing
they're expanding it.
They must be expanding both sides.
I avoid that.
I've never seen so many like Caterpillar construction vehicles in one place in my lifetime.
I tried to beat traffic yesterday because
good luck.
We're all familiar with that stretch before the American Legion Bridge. It's a nightmare. And I realized after I got out of there, that I didn't have my credit card.
You left your credit card at
I called, and they said they had a credit card. Yeah. So I turned around.
Oh my!
And then when I got to
disaster,
when I got to the customer service, it was somebody else's credit card who we know, and I realized we had both gone to the kiosk to try and order food, and they didn't have food; they only had popcorn and soda, and. His card was there, so I was like, let me just go check the kiosk. And my card was still in the machine.
Unreal. What a donk move.
So, luckily found
it. Glad you found it. By the way,
back in the teeth of traffic.
Leaving yesterday, as I was winding through the roads of McLean, I'm 96.87% sure that I was passed going the other direction by an NBA Hall of Famer. Can you name him?
On what road were you?
You were passed by Adrian Dantley.
No, not Adrian Dantley. Bigger name and bigger person.
I wasn't listening.
I was passed by an NBA Hall of Famer. I was driving this way. He was driving this way. I saw him through the windshield of his Mercedes.
And he was driving his own car.
He was driving his own vehicle.
He's a bigger name than Adrian Dantley?
Bigger name and a bigger human being.
And he played here?
You can't say that.
He played here in college.
Oh, Patrick.
Patrick Ewing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he lives out near me.
I think he was over near the Icon Theater yesterday.
He could have been. Yeah. He lives. I'm pretty sure he lives in Ashburn.
Here's where it might not have been him, where I'm a little suspicious. Car had Florida plates. Does he have residency in Florida?
He worked for Orlando, didn't he? Was he the coach for Orlando forever?
You know what? I'm raising my percentage to 100%. Yeah. It was him.
How many people look like Patrick Ewing?
It distinctly looked like Patrick Ewing. It's pretty hard
to not recognize Patrick. I mean, I get it. He's in a car, but no.
Yeah, I saw him for like 2 seconds through the windshield.
Anyway, thank you to the listeners for coming out.
Yes.
It was a good time, and we should probably go through the note at some point.
Yeah,
Did we all get the exact same note about Gus Frat?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I don't think we have to read it.
No, we don't have to read that, but.
No, very nice touch by one of our listeners.
So his idea is that he wants us to bet these $2. We think of him or something.
He gave us a stack of
$20 worth $2
bills. And I guess because at some point I said, we got to stop doing $1 bets. It's too cheap. It's too chintzy. We got to raise the $2 bets. And now we have a stack of $2 bills to actually pay.
How many did he give
bets.
Us? I can't remember.
I think 10. It's 10 each.
All right. Well, there's your buy-in for your survivor pool.
There you go. I'm going to peel off 5 of these and hand them to you. Silly.
That's not the spirit of the gift.
Who cares?
Once a guy gives
he just
you
wants
cash.
You to bet. He just wants you to bet.
Cash,
you
think I care all, about the all spirit? Bets are off.
You think I care about that?
Yeah.
I care about like using these $2 bills.
All I can
getting
think
them
about
into circulation
is how I could convert that into a 20. That's all I can think about. and then putting it into the
By
system.
By the way, I'll give you one of these if you can tell me the president that's on the $2 bill.
Oh my god.
Geez. Can't pull that?
Abe Lincoln.
Oh, he's on the $5, Rick.
Grant is a great
not idea.
Grant.
You didn't know Abe Lincoln's on $5 bill.
I don't know who's on any bill.
You don't know George Washington's on the $1 bill?
I might have gotten that one if you gave me multiple choice.
I'll go Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
It's Jefferson, isn't
it? TJ. Yeah. Thomas Jefferson.
Then on the back, don't they have like the signing?
Yeah, they're signing the
Declaration
of Independence.
You don't pay attention to U.S. currency.
I look at the number. I look at the number.
It is TJ.
Of course it's TJ.
All I look at is the two.
Who's on the hundo?
Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin, yes.
So anyway, thank you to Terrence.
Well, hold on. How many did you get?
Ten.
Ten twos, so you got 20.
Yeah. Correct.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, I thought you said $10.
No.
$10, $2 bills. Just give me 10 and here's your buy-in.
I don't want to do it.
Why?
Because I don't want to think about it.
You don't want to root for a team this weekend?
He doesn't care. He's detached.
Yeah.
Do you do a sports show? I mean, just checking with you.
Yeah, I do the stuff I care about. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
All right. We got a lot to get to.
Just wanted you involved. That's all.
On an open line Thursday, we will talk college hoops coming up at 9:20 with John Fanta. He will join us from Fox Sports. Mm-hmm. We'll talk puck with Dylan Strome from your Washington Capitals.
Not a good night last night.
He'll be on with us at 8:45.
Good night for Ovi. Good night for Ovi. Yeah.
When we come back, we'll get into the Caps loss to the Maple Leafs and tell you where Ovi is on the all-time scoring list he chases Wayne Gretzky.
We got to update our playoffs percentage thing.
We can do that.
What was it going in?
Yesterday was 56. Over 50%.
I think it was 56 or 53.
Even though we were technically outside it.
It's correct.
Yeah.
Because we had more games in hand. All right. All those computations.
But I'm guessing it dipped
it
a little bit.
All right. So we'll get into the Caps and more on the Junkie Sports page next here.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the fan. Time now to get into the Junk Sports page brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
All right. Couple more games last night. Grambling gets in. That's the first tournament they've ever been in. They get their first win. They were down 14 when I was watching. Montana State was just housing them, and they come back and win. So they're in. And also Colorado beats Boise. So 16 games today starting at 12:15. First games on CBS in Charlotte, Michigan State, and Mississippi State. Michigan State's slight favorite over Mississippi State, 1.5, totals 130.5. Second game's Duquesne BYU, that's at 12:40. Then you got a game at 1:30, Akron Creighton. Then you got Long Beach State and Arizona at 2. So they're scattered nicely. And
is Long Beach State the school that fired the
Dan
coach?
Munson,
but he's still there now?
He's still there now, correct.
That's such a weird bit.
So 16 games going all the way until, you know, if you want to watch the last game, Drake and Washington State on True TV, it starts at 10:05. Our boy Hunter Dickinson plays at 9:55. Kansas is playing Samford. Tough stretch here for Kansas because their best two players, Hunter and Kevin McCullough, both dinged. Kevin McCullough is not going to play in the tournament. He's out. And this is not a deep team anyway. So watch out for Samford in this game. Total is 153.5. Kansas is favored by almost 8. So take a look at Samford in that game. So 16 games today, Mr. Bickle. Everyone, if you're going to be in the Survivor Pool, I just need your picks before the first game tips. Text me.
I can do that. I can make that happen.
Oh, boy.
I have no idea who to pick, but I will. I will make a selection.
Hey, gives you something to gives you somebody
gives you
to
sweat.
Root for today.
I like having micro sweats. I mean,
who doesn't like having a little sweat in these games? All right, Caps, big losers last night. I told Cakes to bet on Toronto. He didn't listen.
You
to
did.
Me.
You. I did not. I did not heed your sage advice that you were dispensing yesterday.
Sometimes Chucky looks like a all-star goalie, and then sometimes he looks like a backup.
All right, here's where I'll give him a pass. He had been red hot like over
that
his last like 8 or 9 starts. So he was due for a dud, and against one of the most high-powered teams in the league, this is me giving Chucky a pass. It just got out of control early. The Leafs score 16 seconds into the game. Caps are on their heels throughout. Mm. But you know what? Throughout the first period, I thought the Caps kind of hung in there, and then it just got away from them. I thought the Caps carried a lot of the play in the first period outside of Austin Matthews tucking one behind Chucky 16 seconds in.
So the last time they gave up 7 goals was at Edmonton. That was Darcy, yeah. Correct? That was Darcy.
99% sure that was Darcy, yeah.
Yeah.
So they bookended their winning streak both with 7 goal losses to Edmonton and to Toronto.
That is true. So what I read about the 7-3 final, all right, you know, they were kind of due. But Ovi did score twice.
Yes,
he did. What I read about the Caps is the analytics world, they don't believe they deserve to be a playoff team because of the goal differential.
Sure, I've seen some of that.
They're minus part of on it that, is, right? Yeah. Is that when they lose, not always, but oftentimes, they lose by big margins like last night. And when they win, they tend to win 1-goal games.
They win squeakers.
I mean, of late, they won more, you know, games with more of margin. But they've won a lot of squeakers and lost a lot of big ones.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense that you're going to win squeakers when you struggle to put the puck in the net, which is what this team has done basically all season.
All right, so where are we in the percentage?
On moneypuck.com. This is the website of note to track Caps playoff chances. Currently, 41.9%. We'll round that up to 42.
We've dropped a good 14%. I thought you said we were 56 at one point.
53 or 56, somewhere there.
Okay, so over 10%.
So 3 points back of the Flyers. All right, they've played one more game.
Mm-hmm.
3 points back of the Red Wings. They've played one more game.
Do we have head up with those guys? Any down the stretch?
They play the Red Wings in like two or three games here at Capital One.
All right, good.
Yeah, because they play Carolina tomorrow.
I mean, that will be massive.
Then they play an early game Sunday, 12:30.
That's Winnipeg.
Puck drop, Winnipeg, and then they play Detroit.
And I think their final game of the season is against Philadelphia, which could have massive playoff implications.
I mean, those two games are huge.
Big.
Can you update the OV tracker?
I already have.
You already have?
It's right here. He's at currently 845 career goals.
And he has, what, 23 on the season?
He has 23. He's tied with Dylan Strome for the lead for the team. He is now 50 goals away from being the record holder in the NHL.
Right.
49 away from tying Gretzky, 50 away from holding the record himself.
He's quietly putting together
a
decent season.
He is back. This guy. Him.
Yeah.
Now he's going to score.
He's going to get to 30.
About 30 goals.
I think so. 7 more in how many games?
There's 14 games left.
Yeah, that's
all right,
a lot.
Maybe 5.
28 to 30.
I'll give him 5.
He's going to wind up there.
He could easily go on an 0-for-5 stretch.
Okay. I'll give him 27 to 30, somewhere in that range.
All right.
Ovi, I'm sorry I doubted you. I doubted you, Ovi, for a while.
I thought you
might not break the Gretzky goal record, but I was wrong. You're going to break it.
Cake's talking to the bobblehead.
Good, Ovi.
Did the bobblehead lose the stick? It looks.
No, he's got a stick right there.
Okay.
There it is.
JP, like are you willing to say he's back, or that your fears are they've gone away now?
He's back to what though?
I mean,
that you're worried. You were very hyper focused on Ovi the first 2 months.
Whether he's going to break the record or not.
Well, just that
it's more
it might
likely
be over,
he breaks
like
the record.
He smash into the wall, and like we were just going to see a shadow of himself.
Now I'm back on full back on. He's breaking the record. Now full-blown bullish.
No, he's going to break the record.
Still a down year overall.
Yeah, but I mean, still.
It's fine.
Yeah, he's picked it up. He's showing some capability. He's showing he's got a lot left.
He's got a lot left.
Seems like it.
Yeah, that's what I wanted you to say.
But I don't know what's going to happen next season. It's a down year. If it continues to trend down, not great.
We have a micro sweat for next year for him to break it next year, so we don't have to wait an entire offseason.
If he
gets 7 more and he gets...
Well, then we have...
Then he only needs like 42. That's a lot of goals.
It is a lot, but it's doable.
That's what he had last season.
It's within his range of outcomes.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
like 2 weeks ago, him breaking the record next year wasn't a possibility.
None.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, within 2 years, barring some sort of catastrophic injury, it's looking more and more like a certainty.
So, Cakes, I know you're really into, because you're in multiple fantasy baseball leagues. So you're really into the Pods,
yeah, you're making
and
me
Dodgers
laugh.
And
like
Soul
it.
Series.
Yes.
Padres, by the way, up 5-0, bottom first.
That's against the highest paid pitcher in the game.
Actually, yes, bottom first now.
Right? The highest paid pitcher in the game is the guy.
Yamamoto, is he? What did he sign? What kind of contract did he sign? I forget.
I'll look at the
325.
Exact.
Is it really? Jeez. Yeah. He got pummeled in the first. He got gave up five. Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
12-year, $325 million contract.
Well, his ERA is 41 right now.
I wouldn't know that guy if he were walking through the hallway here wearing his uniform.
But the big story, even bigger than this, was the fact that Shohei's interpreter, who, if you watch any baseball at all with Shohei, mm-hmm. you'd recognize the interpreter because he's in the dugout with him all right. the time. He does, obviously, there with all the interviews with the media.
Is he on the mound with him when he's pitching?
Pretty much.
I thought Shohei...
He's got betting sheets coming out of his pockets.
I thought he had been speaking some English lately. Was there reports of that?
I think he can speak, broken English. A lot of these guys can do it. They just don't feel as comfortable.
Right. I thought I read a report about it just a few weeks ago.
They say that about Hideki Matsuyama. He apparently can... carry on conversations with other tour players.
You know what? Mm-hmm.
But when he's talking to the media, he doesn't feel as comfortable.
Shohei,
so he has his...
a little bit of a donk for giving this guy access to his bank accounts. A little bit of a donk.
All right, so give the background. Give the story.
Well, his interpreter racked up almost $5 million to a guy named Matt Boyer, who lives in L.A., in gambling debts.
J.A. from Tokyo.
Apparently, he loves to bet soccer games.
He's betting on soccer?
Big old degenerate.
Now, are bet we, soccer. He said he never bet baseball.
Are we supposed to believe that Shohei wasn't placing these bets, that this was for
That's what
sure?
he says. I mean, he says Shohei had no idea. And he said, Shohei, can you hook me? I owe this guy $5 million. Can you hook me? And Shohei said, yes, but you don't ever do it again.
No, have idea.
So I don't know. I mean,
man, that is quite a gambling debt.
There's so much to this story. They're calling it massive theft, right? That was the quotation.
Yeah.
The guy, the interpreter, was in the dugout yesterday with him.
He was in. He's in there. He was there in Seoul.
And then he was fired at moments after the game. They're smoking and joking in the dugout. He makes an announcement to the team that that this is going on. Like Ohtani didn't know about it. Mm-hmm. Ohtani covered the bet.
Of course, Ohtani knew about it.
Right. It wasn't massive theft.
No, it wasn't.
So do we?
He asked Ohtani for the money.
He's going to give an interpreter $5 million credit in bets.
Nobody.
No, it just wouldn't happen.
Right. So it's Shohei's bet.
No, I don't think Ohtani is necessarily betting on it, but somehow they're connected. Like Ohtani approved it.
Ohtani, yeah, maybe. I mean,
he
we have
knew
no idea.
His interpreter had a gambling problem at a minimum.
He certainly knew about it yesterday in the dugout.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not like he just found out yesterday.
And that's quite a backer to have somebody to give you $5 million.
Yeah, but I just wonder, you have to dig a little. I mean, I don't think it's crazy to think maybe Ohtani was betting.
Of course not.
Right? Or at least having the interpreter put in bets for him.
Exactly.
Correct. I mean, it could have
essentially him betting.
Now, they say Ohtani had zero interest in betting, but come on.
So
Twitter was on fire last night. I've never laughed so
who
much.
Who has the zero interest in betting? Not many people.
Right there?
I guess there are some.
I like to bet certain things.
Some people, but...
A lot of soccer bets.
Yeah.
Was what was apparently being bet on.
And yeah, he loves soccer.
He loves Tottenham Hotspur to cover. Big fan.
So who knows? I mean, maybe he was involved, maybe
so
not.
So the Dodgers say, but they said afterwards, you're out. So what's he going to do? He's going to have to hire a new interpreter?
I guess.
But it's okay for him to cover the gambling debt?
But Shohei's name was on the wire transfers to the guy,
because
even crazier.
Why was his name on the wire? Explain.
Because
he was the one sending the money.
Yeah, he was the one sending the money. And then when the FBI started investigating where the money came from,
they saw it
came from Ohtani himself. And so they go to the MLB. They have a whole powwow about this. And then now they got to go have a fall guy for all of their marketing golden child.
The other part of this is sports betting legal in 40 states, illegal in California.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrible state.
He sent two $500,000 payments in September and October.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Valdez, you could be right. I mean, maybe they're just covering for him, but maybe the guy's telling the truth. Maybe he just got into it deep and said, I don't have $4.5 million. Yeah. Shohei, can you hook me? How did they find this guy, Matt Boyer? I mean, that's how they found him.
I don't know.
Venmo transfers.
Yeah, right. Venmo transfers. Yeah. But everybody putting like soccer balls.
Yeah, yeah. Soccer balls. Yeah. Soccer balls and then money signs. Yeah.
In the sub.
Yeah. $500,000 Venmo transfers.
We cracked the case.
I also feel bad for Otani. I mean, this was his best friend. For 10 years, over 10 years, they've been with each other every day, and suddenly he's fired, he's gone, he can't hang out with him anymore.
Didn't really bother him. He got hit in his first at bat.
Okay, he'll be all right. All right,
he's got 3 hits in the series.
Yeah, he's going to do just fine.
I'm sure they'll still be friends.
All right, don't forget, coming up later in the show, we'll be joined by Dylan Strome from the Capitals. That's coming up at 8:45, and we'll talk March Madness with John Fanta at 9:20.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Coming up at 7, we'll get into some audio from what Jay Gruden would do with the upcoming number 2 pick that the Commanders hold. Mm. Also give some thoughts on Caleb Williams' pro day yesterday at USC. So that's coming up at 7 a.m.
All right, so I'm slowly but surely getting people into the station-wide survivor pool for the tournament.
I already sent you the text.
I don't know, Valdez sent his
pick. Do we need to Venmo you the money up front?
Nah, we'll pay at the end. So right now we got 1, 2, 3, 4. We got 7 in, and then hopefully B. Mitch and Finley, 9. I don't know if GP is going to want to be in it. I sent him a text.
You could walk around. I bet you Denton will do it.
Denton will probably do it.
Denton the pooper.
There's a lot of D-gens walking around in here that'd be happy to part with $10
so maybe,
for a chance at a score.
Maybe it'll be $120, $130 payout.
Sounds good.
Did you ever know that Denton was that big into like college sports? Like, he's huge into it.
I know he's a big college guy.
I listen to him on recapping college football games on Sirius.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
College Sports Network. Uh-huh. He works for them.
Yeah. I know he was recently engaged.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I saw on social media either a video or a picture of him down on one knee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's the move now, right? You got to have somebody document you getting down on one knee.
Yeah, I guess.
Hope she says yes.
Nobody documented it when I proposed to my wife on the docks in Annapolis in February, and it was butt cold. It was like 20 degrees outside. It was no joke. Right on the water.
I did it in the car.
Okay.
Well, in a storm.
Climate controlled. Probably smart.
Well, I mean, my Beretta was leaking.
I mean, you had heat.
I did have heat.
Which is a good thing.
Right, right.
So my buddy Ryan, who went to JMU, texted me earlier in the week and said, JMU watch party tomorrow night at some bar in McLean.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I just looked at their tip-off time.
Yeah.
9:45.
Right.
I said, are you crazy? Even on a Friday night, there's no
chance. Crazy person.
I said, I'm going to be in bed watching that game if I'm even awake.
Totally with
no,
you.
No, but a lot of people are blowing off work. And oh, I mean, this is a huge day for people. I got a buddy who invited me out to Maryland Live.
Okay.
To just hang out, gamble, drink, just be an idiot for a day.
Did you take him up?
I said I passed. Come on.
Yeah, you're not doing that.
I can't do that.
People are going to start drinking, I don't know, in an hour?
I saw at least two people. Look, I'm not judging anybody. Drinking beers at the Roadhouse screening yesterday.
At 11:30.
Oh, that's standard tailgate.
Somebody
drinking.
Offered me a beer. I was like, it's too early. It's too early. I just can't.
No, like Saturday, I'll be drinking around 11 a.m.
Really?
Well, it's tailgating.
Tailgating, it's just, I look forward to it.
Yeah, I understand. But like, downing a beer before you go watch Jake Gyllenhaal just destroy people.
You know what?
I wasn't ready for it.
You know what? Just on a side note, you know what my new vice is? Mm. My buddy got me into it again. Cigars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Golf.
Huh? No.
You're golfing?
No. The tailgate.
Mm.
While I'm golfing, it's just too, I can't concentrate on it all. I used to do that while I was golfing, but now I just can't concentrate.
So you're a big cigar guy? Are you a cigar snob now? Can you tell a good one from a bad one?
No.
No.
Can't tell the difference.
No idea.
The only way I can tell is how quickly it burns.
Okay.
Like if it burns really quickly, I think it's garbage. But I even bought one of those little, they have like these, what got me back into it, because I have trouble maintaining a humidor. You ever bought a humidor before?
Never.
I've had one before. It's a pain in the ass.
Tommy Horse Camp buying a humidor?
So, but my buddy showed me, they have these like travel humidors. You just put these packets in there. If you're a cigar smoker, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay,
and
no
it
clue.
Keeps it a humidifier packet type thing.
All
right. So it keeps your cigars nice and moist and silly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was so easy to do. I was like, I'm getting one.
Mm-hmm.
So now I need, I don't know anything about cigars. I just buy $10 ones, cheap ones.
Yeah.
I think that's considered cheap.
So you'll have one on Saturday.
100%. I think I'm going to join this cigar club where you can buy like little packs and variety things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Cigars, they're not cheap because I bought some for my son when he went to a bachelor party.
Yeah.
And I probably got, I don't know, a dozen to 15 cigars, like decent cigars. I think the bill was like $200+.
Yeah.
Like for decent
cigars. I buy cheap ones because I consider it cheap, $10.
Yeah.
$10. Because my buddy smokes $30 cigars and he offers them to me and I go, no, I feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I feel guilty just lighting his $30 on fire.
Sure. It's a lot of money.
But I think that's my new vice.
Never been a big cigar guy. Always more of a coffin nail cigarette guy.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's horrible. That's
if anybody wants to send me their favorite cigars, I'm happy to accept them.
Sure, I'm sure you would be.
Yeah.
Begging for stuff every show.
Well, I want shoes. Multiple times. I wanted Longwood to send us shoes. Thank you for the t-shirts.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, did the woman who called yesterday send those?
She must have, right?
Did everybody get?
Yeah, Victoria sent those, I think, earlier this week, and then she called in yesterday. She might send some of those Longwood Energy ones as well.
Very cool.
Right, and that's the Longwood Energy, like play on,
Yes.
Big Johnson Energy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I like it.
I see that you got a team to root for there.
What's the sign that everybody steals in Olney? The Morningwood Drive?
Morningwood, yeah. They no longer can print out the entire words Morningwood on the sign. So it's now MRN...
You're kidding.
No. That's the actual sign on...
They can't... If they put in Morningwood, then people steal it.
If they spell out Morningwood, people get butt-sized to climb up and steal it and put it in their garage.
Did you see that people think that Longwood is going to win because... Longwood or Moorhead State, because there's a trend of like phallic named universities winning in the first round the last 4 years.
I haven't seen this trend.
Give me the schools.
2021, Oral Roberts beat Ohio State.
Okay, good.
22, St. Peter's beat Kentucky. 23, Fairleigh
Dickinson. Then they beat Purdue.
Purdue.
Fairleigh Dickinson.
Yeah, okay, guys. So right. Now 2024, people are picking either Moorhead or Longwood.
We got to go with both of them.
I got to figure out who to pick today. I have to go through the slate, figure out who I'm going to send to Jason.
I already sent in my pick.
I just don't know. I don't know who to pick here.
I've got Arizona.
Ooh, I might pick BYU. BYU's kind of jumping out.
And I'll
me.
Send out a text-wide
burn a six seed
list of all the teams.
Is Longwood the school that your daughter had going all the way? No, she had Howard going
she
all
had
the way.
She had Howard. Through. Then you but she switched it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, if you want to stay interested, you can't have a Howard beating North Carolina.
Right.
Of course, I'm not going to play them because they didn't beat. Who did they play yesterday? Oh, Wagner.
Wagner.
But anyway, so everyone's going to be out at their bars in probably an hour and a half.
Nice and early.
Right, these bars will be opening up early.
Certainly.
Do they open that early?
By the way,
I mean, I would think maybe for, all right, maybe 10.
You can also
I would guess 11.
You can join B. Mitch and Finley out at Tap Sports Bar at MGM National Harbor.
MGM will be the spot to
They're there, I believe, both Thursday and Friday. I know Grant and Danny are out there. Are they both Thursday and Friday as well?
Both shows.
Okay, good. So if you want to go out to MGM National Harbor, hang out with fellows from B. Mitch and Finley and Grant and Danny, right there at Tap.
There you go. So big day today, 16 games. Big day tomorrow, 16 games. And
is there any one game that you can't wait to look for, or you just enjoy them all?
I just enjoy them all. I mean, today, I mean, I'll be in the front of the TV at 12:20 for the first game, and then let's see, what time's the?
Does Teresa know that you're just gonna ignore her all day? Does she?
Well, she's in Florida.
She's in Florida.
She's at Glass Key at the Roadhouse.
So you're gonna walk around
the
house like Conor McGregor all day?
Yeah. Well, no, because my daughter's there, so I can't do that.
Oh, your daughter's there.
But tomorrow, I'll ignore her. I pick her up at the airport at 4, and then I'll ignore her after that.
Okay. Right.
I promise you that.
Prime ignoring time. First round of the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
All right, when we come back, we will get into the Commanders. We'll tell you what Jay Gruden thinks he would do with the number 2 overall pick, give you some Caleb workout thoughts as he had his pro day at USC yesterday. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.